Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information said Indonesia wants condition related to G20 data exchange. Garuda Indonesia retains top ranking of on-time performance among airlines globally. Indonesian men's singles badminton stars take center stage in Australia. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara in Tsukuba, Japan on Saturday said Indonesia wanted certain conditions for the proposed data exchange in the forum of 19 countries with large economies in the world coupled with the European Union or G20. Rudiantara said it after attending a digital economic session at the G20 ministerial meeting on digital economy and trade in Tsukuba, as reported by Antara. In the session, Japan, as the G20 presidency in 2019, reminded the importance of data-free flow with trust to encourage the efficiency of economic activities. The proposed data-free flow with trust is the transfer or exchange of data and information for various different sectors globally. According to Minister Rudiantara, the idea is unavoidable, because the exchange of data can create new multi-billion dollar economic activities. However, Indonesia wants certain conditions so that the idea of transferring data is not used for harmful things. The national airline Garuda Indonesia again notched top ranking for on-time performances, or OTP, among airlines globally. Garuda Indonesia successfully recorded best OTP with 96.3%, surpassing last month's performance of 95.5%. It is in the global flight category, or it's over 10,000 flights landing in May 2019 as per the OAG flight view version. Operation Director of Garuda Indonesia, Captain Bambang Adisurya Angkasa, in his official statement on Saturday, elaborated that Garuda Indonesia's success was the outcome of strong collaboration throughout the Garuda Indonesia operational lines in offering the best possible services to customers. Thus, Garuda Indonesia has emerged as the only airline in the world to have managed retaining the title for 6 months in a row since December 2018. The Indonesian men's single shuttlers stamped their class in the first two tournaments offering qualification points for next year's Tokyo Olympic Games. Their two stars, worth number 8 and 7, Jonathan Christie and Anthony Ginting, showed their ability at the Australian Open to earn valuable points in the ongoing one-year qualification campaign for the Games. Jonathan, who won the New Zealand Open last month, set himself up for a back-to-back triumph after ousting top seed Chow Tin Chien of Taiwan 22-20, 13-21, 21-16 in the semifinals in Australia yesterday. Jonathan, last year's Asian Games gold medalist, will clash with teammate Anthony, who had earlier powered past another Taiwanese, Wang Chiu-Wei, 21-17, 21-14. In today's final, Indonesia are counting on Jonathan and Anthony to seal the maximum two tickets to the Tokyo Games. Indonesian Ambassador to the Kingdom of Sweden and Latvia, Bagas Hapsoro, said that Indonesia and Sweden had similarities in applying their foreign policy. Their roles are increasingly prominent, including in the deployment of United Nations peacekeeping forces and supporting the independence of the Palestinian state. Bagas Habsoro told Antara in Jakarta on Saturday that bilateral relations were also increasing along with the progress of information and communication technology, tourism, and other opportunities in the environmental field. According to him, the role of the two countries in creating world peace cannot be ruled out. With the background of the increasingly sharp polarization of major countries, real opposition to norms and international law, Indonesia and Sweden are increasingly active in reminding and giving concrete actions and actively involved in world peace. The Taipei city government is targeting Muslim tourists from Indonesia by involving migrant workers and providing various halal certified tourism facilities and accommodations. Head of the Taipei City Information and Tourism Service, Liu Yiting, on Saturday explained the Taipei city government facilitated halal bihalal events for Indonesian workers in Taman Daan on Sunday as part of an effort to attract Indonesian tourists. Another effort is to increase clear direction to the musola or mosque in several strategic places. As quoted by Antara, Liu Yiting said, in 2018, there was a 10% increase in tourist visit from Indonesia to Taipei, which was around 210,000 tourists compared to the previous year. Although not a Muslim city, Taiwan is one of the countries in the world that is friendly to Muslim tourists. Six Indonesian students brought home gold, silver, and bronze medals from the 3rd European Physics Olympiad held in Riga, Latvia recently. More than 250 participants from 35 countries, including in Southeast Asia and Africa, as well as Brazil and Saudi Arabia, participated in this year's event, which kicked off on June the 1st. Among the competition stages that the participants had to pass through were experimental physics and theoretical physics. Each test ran for 5 hours and they were held at the campus of the University of Latvia. As reported by Kompas.com, gold medal was given to Evander Jonathan from a high school in Surabaya, East Java. The silver medals were brought home by Yuwansa Ramadan from West Java, Nixon Wijaya from Banten. Meanwhile, Gusti Putu Surya Govinda from Yogyakarta and Dava Fatina Adira from Jakarta received bronze medals. Last item, the East Nusa Tenggara Provincial Government expects Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani's visit to Maumere Sika District, East Nusa Tenggara, to have a catalytic effect in increasing tourist visits to the province. Head of the Provincial Secretariat, Marius Ardu Jelamu, informed Antara on Saturday that the Qatari Emir landed in Maumere on Friday with a group aboard 2 private jets and a cruise ship that had arrived in Maumere Bay on Tuesday, June the 6th. The provincial government also hoped that the Qatari Emir's visit to East Nusa Tenggara would draw more investors from Qatar to invest in the region, starting from the tourism, land, and air sectors. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesia wants condition related to G20 data exchange. Indonesian men single stars takes center stage in Australia. The national airline Garuda Indonesia retains top ranking for on-time performance among airlines globally. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on the Minister of Communication and Information invites netizens not to spread hoax during Lebaran festivities. The Minister of Communication and Information, Rusdiantara, invited all citizens to take advantage of the Idul Fitri momentum to no longer spread hoaxes and to forgive each other as the tradition in Indonesia. In fact, he encouraged everyone to quickly reply to apologies through social media. This, according to Rudiantara, in the Lebaran gathering at the office of the Ministry of Communication and Information in Jakarta on Wednesday, that it is better to post apologies. For Rudiantara, asking for forgiveness is noble, but more noble is the person who forgives. When talking with media workers who attended the event, Minister Rudiantara encouraged netizens to quickly follow and reply if there were social media accounts uploading apologetic content, especially those who might have differed opinions or views. The minister reaffirmed the spirit of friendship that must be grown every day. Regarding the restriction on access to social media some time ago, the minister stressed that his policy was not an arbitrary or authoritarian act. According to Rudiantara, the restrictions are carried out openly and transparently, especially for the interests of the state. It is known that the government had imposed restrictions on social media access for May the 22nd until 25th. Minister of Communication and Information claims restriction on the use of social media can reduce hoaxes and incitement about the result of the May the 22nd 2019 general election. Rudiantara also hinted that similar restriction might be carried out again related to the results of the upcoming June the 28th Constitutional Court ruling. He hoped, however, that the step to limit the use of social media on May the 22nd were the first and last step. Well, that was Spotlight of this week.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'll begin with June the 9th, 1992, the legislative general election in Indonesia. The 1992 general elections of the House of Representatives and the Regional People's Legislative Assembly were held simultaneously on June the 9th, 1992, to elect members of the House and members of the Regional People's Representatives Council. Throughout Indonesia for 1992-1997 period, these general elections were followed by two political parties and one working group, namely the United Development Party, Golongan Karya, and the Indonesian Democratic Party. The winner of this general election was Golongan Karya. Turning to June the 9th, 2006, the 18th FIFA World Cup begins. The 2006 FIFA World Cup was the 18th edition of the FIFA World Cup held in Germany from June the 9th to July the 9th, 2006. The tournament was won by Italy, having won the final match over France after a penalty shootout 5-3. After playing draw 1-1 for the first 120 minutes in the final match at the Olympic Stadium Berlin. Meanwhile, the host Germany won third place after winning 3-1 over Portugal in the third place match at the Gottlieb Daimler Stadium Stuttgart. I'll end with June the 9th, 2012. Coral Triangle Day is established. Coral Triangle Day was established on June the 9th, 2012 to celebrate and increase awareness of marine conservation and protection, especially in the Coral Triangle area, the center of world marine biodiversity. Today, it is celebrated by individuals, organizations, and companies associated with the Coral Triangle. The Coral Triangle Day was celebrated for the first time on June the 9th, 2012, along with the World Ocean Day on June the 8th. Well, that was Today in History, this time from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saat air lebih angka dari air mata, saat udara harus kau beli, saat bunga-bunga tinggal cerita, akankah akhirnya kita sadari. Saat senyuman lebih langka dari amarah, saat nyawa nyaris tak berharga, saat dunia merintih padi, akankah Ketika akhirnya kita sadari akan datang masa di mana kita hanya mampu berkeluh dan menyesal, berharap doa dapat memutar waktu. Oh, percayalah waktu masih tersisa, percayalah hanya kita yang bisa berinya segala saat kejujuran sudah tak bersisa, saat manusia hidup tanpa hati, saat membenci terasa nyaman, saling menyakiti terlihat wajah. Akankah akhirnya kita sadari?
Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, June the 9th, is entitled Indonesian Referee Will Lead Basketball 2019 World Cup Match. Harja Jaladri was chosen to be one of the 2019 basketball referees for men in China. Harja is the first Indonesian to lead the world's most prestigious basketball championship. The Indonesian Basketball League appreciated Harja's achievement. Its director, Hasan Ghazali, said it was an extraordinary pride and achievement. He hopes that Harja Jaladri will carry out his duty well and make the nation proud. The name Harja Jaladri is actually no stranger to the world of international basketball. He has worked in the NBA Summer League, American Basketball League, Las Vegas in 2016. At that time, he also became the first Indonesian referee in the U.S. Basketball League for the young player. The graduate of Electrical Engineering College at Gajah Mada University has also been a referee in the 2013 FIBA Asian Cup Final, 2014 Asian Games Basketball Final, the 2014 FIBA U17 World Championship in the United Arab Emirates, and Women Basketball World Cup in 2018 in Spain. As a form of professionalism in basketball, Harja Jaladri has already prepared himself physically to lead the Men's Basketball World Cup match in 2019, which takes place in China from August the 31st to September the 15th. In addition, the organizing committee has also provided physical programs to Harja and has been carried out since May the 20th. As quoted from Antara on Thursday, according to Harja Jaladri, he must send the progress of his physical results to the International Basketball Federation through an online system. In total, the 42-year-old man deferred a training menu for 15 weeks before the World Cup. In addition to having to prepare physically, the referee of the Indonesian Basketball Association was also obliged to undergo non-physical activities such as participating in long-distance communication with FIBA referee instructors. So that was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sandiwara, kita berperan di kenyataan yang tersulit tentang cinta saat kecewa penuh ragu dan sakit yang kan terobati. Karena ku kan ada siap tuk mengganti hatimu yang luka, akulah yang kau cari. Mulailah melangkah, jangan kau kembali. Bahagia bersama sang pemeran pengganti.
Jangan kau
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's Indonesian wonder is on Ketupat Ketek of Gresik, East Java. Ketupat, the diamond-shaped rice cake cooked in plated coconut leaf, is common for most people in Indonesia. But ketupat ketek can only be found in the Giri area, in the village of Sekar Kurung, Kebomas District, Gresik Regency, East Java, usually at the time of Lebaran Ketupat, which falls 7 days after Idul Fitri. This ketupat has even become an icon of Giri Gresik snacks since it is unique. In addition to its distinctive taste, ketupat ketek also has its own charm from its taste to production. Therefore, many culinary lovers would hunt for this special rice cake. Ketupat ketek has a different texture than ordinary ketupat, which is generally made of rice. The basic ingredients of ketupat ketek is not ordinary rice, but sticky rice. In addition, if most Indonesians would eat ketupat with traditional side dishes like chicken opor, sambal godok, or rendang, ketupat ketek that tastes salty and has the right electricity doesn't need side dishes. It is already delicious when sprinkled with some grated coconut and brown sugar. Besides the typical taste, the process of making ketupat ketek is also unique because the water to cook it must come from the wells in Ketek area. The brownish well water cannot be used directly for cooking. It must be kept for 7 days until the water is clear. It is said that if you don't use water from a ketek well, then ketupat ketek or kupat ketek as it more popularly known, will not have a distinctive taste. In addition, this kupat ketek is not cooked using coconut leaves wrapper like other ketupat in Indonesia. They use gebang leaves, a kind of palm leaf which only exists in the Mojokerto area. This gebang leaf is also believed to add to the specialty of this kupat ketek. To get delicious kupat ketek, it takes approximately 5 hours steaming process. The price, however, is only 2,500 rupiah per piece. Kupat ketek is the legacy of Gresik's ancestors. However, since the process of making it is quite complicated, the makers have also diminished. But even so, if you are a culinary lover and want to enjoy this kupat ketek, now you don't have to wait for Idul Fitri or Lebaran Ketupat to enjoy it, because on normal days, you can also find it in the city of Gresik. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we'll meet again with a different topic. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dari yang biasa sampai yang luar. luar biasa. Tetap saja dia tak peduli, bikin aku gigit jari. Maunya aku jadi yang pertama, dan cuma akulah yang bisa membuat dia tergoda. Dia meminta-minta ku berikan cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back in Miscellany. Today's edition will discuss bread that is safe for people with diabetes mellitus. Stay tuned. Although it is not a staple food, bread is consumed by many Indonesians. Unfortunately, most bread contains high carbohydrate and sugar, so it is not good for people with diabetes mellitus. For that reason, students of the Food Technology Study Program or ITP, University of Muhammadiyah Malang UMM, try to create friendly bread for people with diabetes mellitus. The three students were Novita Sari Dwi Maratus Soliha, Anggun Nurani, and Rehan Almira. They created bread that is safe for people with diabetes mellitus or DM with a mixture of okra extra or Abelmoscus esculentus as the raw material. According to the team leader, Novita Sari Dwi Maratus Soliha, okra is a native African plant. This additive is considered capable of reducing sugar level in bread. Therefore, they named this product Rita Ok or okra bread. The long green okra fruit, also known as Arab nut, has high fiber and flavonoids which act as antioxidants. The chemical content of okra includes 67.50% acelulose, 15.40% hemicellulose, and 7.10% lignin. Then, 3.40% of the pectin component, 3.90% fat and lignin, and 2.70% water extract. The content in this okra makes it function as an anti-diabetic. Novita Sari and her friends initiated Rita Ok in the framework of the Student Creativity Program or PKM. This research has been and is in the test period. Okra fruit is then extracted and made into gel, then mixed with the bread material. After that, the bread making process is carried out as usual. Unlike bread in general, the mixture of okra makes the texture of this bread a little softer. This team will continue to maximize their research. They hope that this innovation can be used as an alternative safe food product for people with diabetes mellitus. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you in the next edition.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kadang terasa sulit untuk mensyukuri apa yang ada, apa yang ada. Saja yang tak puas dengan apa yang ada, apa yang ada. Tak semua orang bisa punya kesempatan yang sama. Andaikan engkau dapat membuka mata, kita bisa rasakan bahaya asalkan percaya. Sadari semua makhluk tercipta untuk saling dapat menjalani hidup ini bersama. Terpendam, jangan biarkan tenggelam. Marilah arungi arus kehidupan. Tak semua orang bisa punya kesempatan yang sama. Andaikan engkau dapat membuka mata, kita bisa rasakan bahagia asalkan percaya. Sadari semua makhluk tercipta untuk saling dapat menjalani hidup ini bersama.
Jangan ragu, aku di sini.
Give me
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today, we will discuss a song by The Massive. The band has 5 members, namely Rian Eki Pradipta as vocal, Dwiki Aditya Marshall as guitar, Nurul Dama Ramadan as guitar, Rai Kurniawan Iskandar Dinata as a bass, and Wahyu Piaji as drums. On May 31, 2019, the band released a new single titled Lelaki Pantang Menyerah. This song is a true story from Rian, the vocalist. The song tells about the love relationship of the teenage years that was felt by Rian. Even though the song Lelaki Pantang Menyerah was just released, but actually, this song has been around since the band members were still in high school. Well, listener, here is Lelaki Pantang Menyerah by The Massive.
Aku terlahir di dunia ini bukan untuk jadi seorang suki kehidupanmu yang telah berdua, namun semua ini takkan membuatku menyerah begitu saja. Aku terlahir di jadi seorang pecundang. Aku terlahir sebagai pemenang, kan ku rebut hatimu darinya. Mungkin salahku yang tak menghiraukan keadaan sendiri, namun semua ini takkan membuatku menyerah begitu saja. Aku terlahir di dunia ini bukan untuk jadi sebagai pemenang,
Voice of Indonesia.
Bisa ku bertahan bersamamu, tapi ku tahu satu hal, ku menyayangi dirimu. Memang tak mudah memilikimu. Semua yang kita alami, yang telah kita jalani, semua telah terukir dan takkan terganti di hati. Tak mau kehilangan, walau berat bersamamu. Masalah hanya cobaan, ku kan terus bersamamu. Memang tak mudah memilikimu, tapi jangan pergi, tetap di sini. Semua yang kita alami, yang telah kita jalani, terukir dan takkan terganti. Semua yang kita alami, yang telah kita jalani, semua telah terukir dan takkan terganti.
Voice of Indonesia.
membayang kau pun datang. Meski ku mereka-reka, berlarut-larut kau merajuk, berlarut-larut ku merindu sampai habis air mataku. Hingga kini ku masih terbayang-bayang kau pun datang, meski ku mereka-reka.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.